This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Cody, congratulations. Welcome to Buffalo.
Thank you so much.
Have you spoke with the coaching staff about, you know, what you'll be starting out here? I know you can play both guard and tackle and have done both at Oklahoma.
No, I really haven't gotten that deep yet. You know, call just happened 10 minutes ago. Just wherever I can come in and help the team win, I'll play.
You did say at the combine, though, your preference is playing on the outside, right?
Yes, sir.
What do you know about Buffalo? What do you know about the Bills, the organization, the people here?
From what I heard, great organization. Everything's been great. I've heard about them, so I feel like I'm going into a great situation.
Cody, can you just maybe outline your on-field demeanor? You're known as a guy that likes to finish people. Can you explain maybe where that mindset came from or how you developed that and been able to carry that on the field?
It just kind of came to high school. I just wanted to play the game the way it's supposed to be played, which is nasty and physical.
Cody, what is it about the outside and your game in particular that you feel you're best suited to be out there as opposed to the inside?
I feel like I can do the same as somebody who has the better physique to play that position. I feel like that's why I can play out there.
What do you know about Josh Allen? Have you watched him at all, see him on film, anything like that?
I know he's a great competitor, and I can't wait to play with him.
Cody, what about your line there at Oklahoma? I mean, it was known as a pretty special group. Some of your teammates probably going to get drafted here before day two is over. Just the communication you guys had on a weekly basis up front, the way you guys were able to operate as a unit, can you just maybe shed some light on, you know, the cohesive group that you guys were there?
The group was, you know, we've been together, most of us, 3-4 years. So, I mean, the chemistry kind of built up over time. It was just, we became brothers. Over time, and we just always stayed true to each other, stayed loyal, and it made things way easier on the field.
Being the size that you are, I mean, did you always feel like you had to prove your athleticism on the field? Do you think people underestimated you, at least before you were an experienced and well-known tackle in the Big 12?
Oh, most definitely, and I feel like that's why when I got out there, I feel like I had to always outdo myself every game, every rep.
Cody, there was a lot of mock drafts that had you going in the first round. Was there any level of disappointment about slipping into the second?
Like you said, it was a lot of those had me in the first, but like I tweeted out earlier, always trust God. You never know what's going to happen, and this situation could be better than any situation in the first round, so I'm very grateful for it.
I know you probably did it more at guard, but, you know, when you guys at tackle, you guys are pretty much in two-point almost all the time. Did you kind of put yourself through a refresher course a little bit through pre-draft processing to get down to three-point a little more?
No, because, I mean, when I played guard, I was always in three, so I'm used to it.
Cody, what type of interactions did you have with the Bills over the past few months during the pre-draft process?
I had an interaction, like I felt like they was going to pick me at some point. Never know when, but the interactions we had was amazing. Coach Johnson's a great guy. Anytime we talked, it was all good stuff. So I can't wait to work with him, you know, so that we can go in and start making some noise early.
Cody, are you aware of, like, how many offensive linemen that this team has added this offseason? You're now the seventh.
No, I didn't know that.
Sean McDermott kind of likes to he's built a culture of based on competition, and that's why he's brought in so many offensive linemen. How excited are you to come into a scenario where, you know, the best players are going to play?
No, I can't wait. I'm very grateful for the opportunity that they're giving me right now.
Cody, where are you? Where are you watching the draft right now? Where are you when you got? Where were you when you got the phone call?
I was in the hotel we've been staying in all week in Nashville. I'm at walking up to the stage right now.
All right, Cody. Well, we'll let you go do that, I think.
Thank you.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.